For months, we've been hearing calls from social justice protesters to defund police. And a lot of those calls are asking for social service workers to step in when an officer is not appropriate. Today, Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon is proposing a bill that would help states put this in practice. Oregon has been doing this for years through a program called CAHOOTS. Well, we wanted to take a closer look at what this program looks like in practice, this kind of program. And for the last 8 months, Denver has been trying this out through something they call the Support Team Assistance Response Program. Chris Richardson is with the Mental Health Center of Denver, and he oversees this effort. And Chris, in the last 6 months, your teams have responded to more than 740 emergencies, and none of those have led to arrests. Who determines where your teams are dispatched?
That's actually done through our Denver 911 Center. We have an amazing partnership with them. And their call takers are actually the ones that are triaging what an appropriate call for STAR would be and making sure that this response or alternative responses would be most appropriate to be dispatched.
Can you give me an example of the type of call that you all might go out into?
Denver was very cold last week, and this individual ended up staying in a shelter versus out in the community on the streets, and in the process of doing that, lost all his medication. So he called 911 because he was like, I don't know how to get my meds. I'm really concerned about my health and my well-being. And just by him kind of telling us who he was connected with, we drove him over to that facility, kind of explained what was going on, and they filled his meds right there, and we were able to get him back to the shelter with all his meds in a pretty, you know, efficient amount of time, and then offering him, obviously, any additional services that he may kind of need along the way.
This program is years in the making. It just so happens to have emerged this last summer when protests against police violence erupted across the country. The police chief there is really pleased with this program so far because he says it allows his officers to focus on fighting crime and gets the proper help to people in crisis. How receptive have people in need been to your team members? I imagine there's a bit of different reaction they have towards you all compared to police officers.
It's been interesting across the board. I think the individuals that were helping in the community, I think June, July, there was a little bit of surprise of why is this van showing up and who are you guys and why are you dressed in a t-shirt and jeans? And, you know, once we kind of break the ice of here's kind of what Denver's trying to do, it instantly turns into a, well, that's cool. That's a different way to do this. Like, here's what's going on with me right now. So I think we've had a lot of positive reception from the community. And then the other one is, you know, the police department has been very helpful with partnering with us. I think about 27% of our calls are actually officers that are on calls that recognize that this is not a law enforcement-based call. And they'll actually call STAR and say, do you mind tapping in for us and helping this individual? Which I think helps the community feel like that officer is actually bringing a solution, a better solution to what that person's dealing with. And it allows that officer to get back into services and do the more law enforcement-based activities.
Right now, this program is only responding to calls in a certain part of the city. Do you see this proof of concept working throughout the city or really in other parts of the country and municipalities?
Yes, I think it's just being able to, you know, how does Denver expand this citywide and make sure that we're getting to every corner and every citizen that might benefit from this service. But also, you know, we're kind of a model for the nation of how do we help create these in a more productive way. And we've had lots of conversations with cities around the nations of how to kind of start up a program like this.
Yeah, because your chief says he hopes the program will cover much more of the area and be available to do so at any hour of the day. To go beyond just one van, the city could actually invest about $3 million to this effort. In your opinion, is that enough money to achieve these goals?
I think it is a step in the right direction for sure. I think whether that money will be able to make a 24/7 model, I'm going to let people that deal with numbers and stuff to kind of answer that one. But I think it's definitely a step in the right direction to at least offer it to every community within Denver.
Your program will transition out of the hands of the Denver Police Department and into the Denver Department of Public Health and Environment. My first thought was like, what impact will this have? What if you need police officers? But really, I mean, what you're laying out for us is that you found that this can work if you do it properly.
Yes, I think even with it being handed over to DDPHE, I think the partnership and the trust that we've established within that emergency response system is always going to be there. So that is going to allow us to, no matter where it sits, to be a resource to the entire community and work within that system.
Yeah, you mentioned that you've been talking to other cities that are interested in this. What are some of the big questions that they're most interested in making this work?
We're an up-and-coming city for sure, but there's bigger cities that are just like, so it works in Denver, we're bigger, how's it going to work here? And I think we just try to give them as much experience and expertise as we can to say it can work anywhere. It's just people have to want to accept that this is a great idea and concept and make it work within their city.
Chris Richardson is the Associate Director of Criminal Justice Services at the Mental Health Center of Denver, who oversees the STAR program. Thank you so much for talking with us.
It was my pleasure.